Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the Indian Wells Resort Hyatt Regency in Palm Desert. I'm with Jeff Gordon, the Executive Director of the Fuse Alliance. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and it's always good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be here. You manage it real casually, and everybody always has fun here. Let's talk about a few of the highlights. This is the largest group you've had. This is your annual meeting. You've got 350 attendees. I'm hearing you've got some new membership, but it counts about 118 now, right?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we just added two in the last 2 weeks, so we're at 118, and we figure our total sales are about $1.9
billion. All right, we'll get into the highlights of the meeting in a minute, but let's first talk about 19. Tell us a couple of the highlights for 19.
Oh, we actually had a good year. We finished the year up about 6%. Generally speaking, our members have been very happy with the business, and it's been an interesting year, mainly because a lot of our suppliers reported flat sales, you know, especially on units, not dollars. Our business has been up. One of the questions that came up yesterday was polished concrete, and I asked people to raise their hands who are now in that business, and it was over half the room, whether they're either doing it and they own the equipment or they're basically subcontracting it out. So that could explain some of the increases overall. We're getting more projects with flooring because we're doing more things.
You actually threw out a stat from the stage yesterday on this polished concrete, being roughly maybe 15% of the finished interiors, and our numbers match that. So it's a new factor in the business for sure. So we've got rapid growth of LVT, we've got growth of polished concrete, so that's changing the dimensions. All right, so what are some of the challenges that you're addressing?
You know, number one would be labor, and I hear that a lot. It's mostly in ceramic tile, and our ceramic tile business that's been growing over the years was flat last year. In the calls I've made to members, I've had members tell me they had work they couldn't bid because they didn't have the staffing to handle it. So that's been a challenge. You know, in resilient and soft surface, we're pretty much okay there. You know, it might be tightening up. In the bigger scheme of things, the construction industry overall is tight on labor. So what we've seen is our backlogs are increasing, some of it due to the fact that the jobs have slowed down and they're not closing as quickly. So our members are actually very optimistic going into 2020 because a backlog is a good indicator of the year you're going to have. And some of them have reported they have record backlogs.
I think it's interesting. You have an open forum in your meeting and you ask people what's on your mind. Some of the things that came up yesterday was moisture. We spent actually 20 minutes talking about moisture, didn't we?
You know, moisture is still one of the things that is a challenge for us. And a lot of it is some of the solutions today that are available, the moisture is still on the concrete, whether it's a high moisture adhesive or things like that, which puts us at risk for mold and things like that. You know, we look at all the new products coming out. And one of the things that came up, we talk about, you have marketing and you have warranties on products. There's a lot of marketing that says products will do this or that, you know, to solve a problem on a job. But the reality is the warranty doesn't back it up. And we've been working with our suppliers to come up with solutions where the warranty protects not only us, but also the owner.
A thing that came up, and I thought it was interesting because it was right after Mike Moore did his session on lead by example, but managing people is something people are struggling with, aren't they?
Yeah, that spurred a lot of conversation yesterday. Small business owners operate a lot of their businesses like family, which is a great way to run. I mean, you want your people to feel good, but the reality of that is if you've got bad eggs in your organization, it's a reflection on you if you don't terminate them or move them into another position or whatever, because the other employees recognize somebody's being treated differently because they're not getting the job done. So, you know, we were talking about ways that you can move those people out, because for a company to be dynamic, you can't have employees that aren't performing.
So we're in the middle of this meeting, and today's another big day, and you've got a session on generations, and that's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, we have Hannah Ubel, and I've actually heard her before. She's very good. You know, as we all read about, you have millennials, you have Gen X, you have baby boomers. Well, baby boomers are kind of moving out, yeah. But you have all these generations, and companies are operating very differently how they handle people like that. So she's going to be focused on this, and this is something that our members have been asking for. So we're excited to have her.
And we also have this industry panel coming up today, which should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have the CEOs of five companies. We actually had six, and one is under the weather, but we're really looking forward to that. And I know our members love that. And most importantly, we appreciate the support that our member companies, their top management is here.
Well, some of the things that we're going to address in that is the lackluster growth in 19, but also some potentially supply chain issues, so looking forward to that. So moving on, tonight you have your Spark Awards, right?
Yes, and that's another thing. You know, we have the biggest crowd we've ever had. We had the most golfers we've ever had, which I guess is no surprise because it's Palm Springs. But we had the most Spark Awards submissions we've ever had. I want to say it's 40, which is more than double that we've ever had. And we've got some beautiful projects to show. And our awards are really based around installation challenges. And some of these projects, you know, from start to finish, you know, what it looked like and how it finished up, it's like artwork. Unbelievable. So I'm looking forward to that.
Do you have any new vendor partners this year?
We've added EF Contract to the group. They came in as part of Engineered Floors. And that would be the most significant one. We've added some other sundry vendors, but that's the one we're looking forward to the most to really drive growth.
So I know you had a board meeting the first night. As you look at your objectives for 2020, anything you want to call out?
You know, we're all about growth. And when I say growth, one of our mantras or core values is growth with integrity. So when we add suppliers, you know, we'll talk to any other suppliers we think may be affected, make sure they're okay. In the member category, we'll also call and ask permission of our members if it's a market where we want to add somebody in that area. But our primary thing this year, we've got probably 20 new members in the queue that we're working on, but they're in markets we don't have anybody or we don't have much of a presence. And I'm very excited about that. And when I talk to these independent dealers, you know, with the way the industry is right now, there's a lot of angst. And I think some of it's coming from the supplier side with the decline of carpet, especially if you have carpet assets that aren't running as much as they were. And we're seeing LVT coming from everywhere. We don't know if the companies are viable or not. And then you have all these new installation methods that are coming out related to moisture. So when we talk to independents, they want to be part of a bigger group where they're up to speed on what's going on. The industry feels like it's changing very rapidly.
I think one of the things that most of your members get out of this is the networking, and you have plenty of time for people to do that. And I interviewed Jerry Kinney last night, you know, at OneSource, and he was talking about, you know, he's been here 5 years, and he loves the fact he's got a whole Rolodex full of people he can call. So I know that's what a lot of people get out of this. So what's your outlook for 2020?
We're figuring good growth. You know, realistically, you know, just organic growth, 5 or 6%, we think. We're pushing for 11%, and 11% would come from addition of members. It's aggressive, but with the amount of interest we have from independent dealers, we think objectives are real.
Yesterday, you asked in your open forum how many think they're going to do better in 20 than 19, and three-fourths of the room raised their hands, right?
I'd almost say more than that, like seven-eighths, which, of course, you know, when you're on stage looking around, you're like, wow, that's good news.
All right, Jeff, it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Jeff Gordon, Executive Director with the Fuse Alliance in Palm Springs, California, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.